Me for being out for half of July.
There you go.
We're now live.
BOE 2026 in session. We need to, first order of business, I guess, is to elect a chairman, so I need a motion.
Motion to elect David Akers.
I second that motion.
I'm going to abstain. Motion passes. Okay. Do we have any other business before we start in?
No, we do not.
Okay. Mr. Shinawork is here for New Life Temple. Why don't we go ahead and take that up?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
And, as always, thanks for setting aside time for us. And, this year, I'm here on behalf, David said, New Life Evangelistic Center and Temple. It's pretty straight ahead. Issue, I know I've had some correspondence with the assessor on this. If I can, if it's all right with you, I've got some extra copies of what I filed. Would that be? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me start over here. And Davey, I think you've got everything.
Yep, we do.
Sent.
Thank you.
I think I've got them up here too. And for the, I guess, record, this is BOE 336.
We've got. Yeah, the parcel numbers, I don't know if you want me to recite them. I think you've got them all there. Yeah, in the reline of that letter. Last year, this parcel, if you're not familiar with where it is, it's right off of Branson Hills Parkway. And it's kind of at the tail end of a residential development there. And this parcel was donated to the church with a specific intent of building a prayer center and church recreation center. And if you look at your packet, I've provided some renderings made by an architect. Right away after the donation was received, the church went to work on doing planning on what the plan for the parcel was. And they've gotten now to the point to where they're moving dirt. And I know right after the first of the year, and I know Davey went out there, and or maybe it was Brandon that went out there.
Yes, sir.
And because the equipment is rented, it doesn't stay out there all the time. And I think when you all went out there, nobody was moving dirt. And if y'all don't mind, I've just brought some videos. You haven't had the opportunity to see.
No, I haven't.
But and I'll show this to the board too.
When were these taken, Ralph?
I'm sorry?
When were the videos taken?
I apologize, I didn't hear you.
When were the videos taken?
These were taken in the springtime.
Okay.
Springtime, that's all I can tell you. And I've got basically three of them that just show them working on the parcel as well. And I'll show these to the board as well.
That's the existing road that was there?
I'm sorry?
Is that the existing road that was there?
Well, there's a road there. I don't know if... Well, there's a road that ends. The pavement ends, and then they've started plowing back into there right now, so...
Okay.
And then they've got all these plans that they're working on. Some of these is farther along than others. I don't, like this one, for example, it's... Just kind of an indication that they're actively working on the parcel. And
when was it donated, Russ? Do you know?
It was donated in the summer of 25, which, you know, obviously doesn't help us for last year, but we're hoping to get the exemption for this year.
This was donated from
MRG Development.
Is that the same one we classified this as not exempt when they had it, correct? Is that the same piece of property?
That I don't, I assume it wasn't exempt. It
came from Ruta originally?
Yes.
Okay, it went from Ruta to them to you guys.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not really well suited for residential development. It's not suited for commercial development. Really, the highest and best use of the parcel, you know, if you're sitting there and looking at it vacant, is just a kind of a recreation area. So anyway, that's off the ground. They're hoping that before the snow falls that they're going to have the buildings up. And then as far as the legal standard, you know, the controlling case in Missouri is this Franciscan tertiary province case versus the state tax commission that kind of goes through the elements of what's necessary. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that. But just for the completeness of the record, I'll address that to the chairman. If there's any other questions, I'll be happy to entertain them.
And Russ, I guess I was just trying to confirm, because this is kind of the same thing that we had the last time, and that is that most all this has been after January 1, right? Most of the construction.
January 1 of 2025.
Of 2025?
Yeah. The architectural renderings and all the money that they've spent on planning, that a lot of that was in 2025. The dirt moving and all that was this spring, started this spring.
Okay. Is there anything else besides the architectural stuff that you talked about that was done in 25 that you know of?
Just spending money on the planning and all of that, but you know, I think that's active use. I think spending money on the development, I mean, that's part of the development.
Well, this was the struggle that I remember we had last time, and obviously board members are welcome to. This is the struggle, you know. We want to honor the exemption for any kind of religious organizations, certainly. But our concern is from a standpoint of is it being actively used for that? We can't take it off the rolls until it is, and I understand that's what you're arguing, and that's basically that the plans were made. And I think we've done some of this back when we had, it's not church, it was
Life's Journey.
Life's Journey. Stallings had plans for a particular property, but I don't know if.
Well, just to be clear, David, this is the first application for New Life. I mean, they
didn't. For New Life, yes. We had this same thing last for the same piece of property. The reason it was donated probably to you was because we didn't take it off tax.
Well, the Life's Journey, Inc., that's a different property. That's the one over next to my office over there. That's a different. It's a similar location, but it's the one next to my property. That's not the same property.
Is that the same one for Marina?
I think what's in question is here is we're comparing the two properties. The other one had put up some signs on trees, and that's basically what they had done. They hadn't done any type of building.
Okay, so it is different. It is a different piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the issue that we see is that it's not being used for the purpose yet of what it's supposed to be used for.
Well, yeah, and I get your point. I think, though, that actively spending money and making the architectural plans is active. I think that's where we're at. So.
And they acquired this when?
The summer of 2025. And so, you know, I don't know how much quicker that they can get it developed than what they're doing now.
Would you guys want to see anything additional, like when they spent the money or anything like that? Would you like to, what's your thought on that?
I would like to.
Yeah. Stephanie, could you zoom in on that, Ariel? Or whoever's running it, sorry.
Do you have any documentation of when you started the plan?
I can ask for it, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so I'm looking at the piece that's beside that. So is it the entire area?
It's the entire area, and if I may, the photos were taken, I think the earth-moving equipment was working back in here because, like, you know, a lot of this is already cleared off. At the time, and I don't know when that was cleared off. I can only assume it was after they took title of.
So I believe that's dated. Can we see what the date of that photo is? I think it's 2024, actually.
It's 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
My office is over there, and I know that there's a lot of, my office is just right across the road, and a lot of the smoke from over there, is, we can smell at my office with them burning brush and everything over there.
Okay. Right, that's my office right there.
You said it's MRG?
MRG
so
was the
Steve
one.
Steve Redford,
I think,
Carl
Finkenbeiner. It's one of his companies that donated it to. Of course, I'm not here on their behalf. I'm here on New Life's behalf.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it
wasn't rooted in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't rooted. It was a different piece. Yeah. Different piece.
Different
but
parcel. They're right there
same
together.
Same logic, though. Obviously. So I guess I need to. I think with the other one, they probably have done other stuff, but I haven't seen that.
What was the exempt letter that was up?
That was for their 501c3, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just showing
yeah.
that they are a charity.
Yeah, I included all of their tax information. And I would just ask that the board review the standard under the Franciscan case and apply that to this case. I think it meets all the elements.
I think what Jesse has asked is, Russ, can you get some information from your client on when this money was spent?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, because we can all say, yeah, we have plans, and then something sits for 5 years and it's and taken off the tax rolls, and so that's our concern, and that's why we didn't, the previous one that we did, had done.
Yeah. Well, I can go back to the architect.
I guess what I'm saying is the last one that was similar to this in the same area out there, we denied.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need something more.
Well, and to this day, to be fair, David, to this day, there's absolutely nothing but woods out on the other peak. Like I said, it's right next to my office. There's nothing going on. There's nothing that has ever gone on out there. There's a huge difference. There's active earth movement, and, you know, there's actual work going on in this one.
Yeah, and I know that's all happened since the first, but we can only go back from the first.
Sure.
Right? So that's my concern. I think if you're sitting here next year, it gets exempted.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we're interested in what was done prior to January 1.
Fair enough.
Can you get us something later this morning, possibly?
I don't think we're going
to see what you can do.
How later or how long are you in session?
Not long today.
Yeah. No. I mean this month.
Well, today is the day. But you know, if you've got something, I will try. But just see what your client can do.
Okay.
Call.
Well, I'll call my contacts at the church when I get back and see what they got. Yeah.
See what you can get us.
They may tell me to contact the architect.
Because I don't. Yeah. I mean that might be something we could get.
Or
too.
If there's an active contract showing what dirt work is going to be done, that type of thing.
Okay.
Well, but that would be going forward.
That's true.
That's really not going to help us. It's January 1. We need something from last year showing what they were doing with it. I understand that there's a gap between planning and earth moving. Mm-hmm. We just, in order to give your client that exemption, we need to show something from last year.
Yeah. I don't think that's what that Franciscan case says, but take a look at it for me if you would. So.
Yeah. And I'm just going by what we did the prior. I'll be happy to read it again.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Good to see you.
Robert, how are you?
Good to see you.
Bob, you got out of trial.
What?
You got out of trial.
Well, I had two cases. Neither one went. The murder case is going. So the one that was a hung jury behind the famous Dave's.
Oh.
Over there on Dr. Good or.
I see. Okay, so you had one of the number.
Yeah, down. I had
down
two
the
of them down the
gotcha.
Line. I believe I have just an announcement for you. I think an announcement. I've appealed, but I think I've reached an agreement with the assessor's office regarding.
Yes. Okay. What BOE number is that?
Do you need to put this one on hold? Do you need to put these on hold, David?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're still in session. I'm just asking to get its stuff back, so I'll kind of we'll. 13, how do you pronounce that, Bob? Niazi?
Niazi, yeah.
Niazi Hotel. What is the agreed upon assessed value?
Mr. Akers, I believe it is in the letter that the assessor's office submitted to the BOE.
Okay.
I don't have that in front of me, so
all right.
I apologize.
All right. That's BOE number 13, correct?
Yes.
And I don't have a BOE 13 file.